A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hello, I'm Max Spelligde.
Wagwan, my name's George Clark, and welcome to the Useless Hotline. TikTok wasn't quite working out for us, so we decided to set up our own little hustle.
We did indeed, and this hustle is called the Useless Hotline. And the Useless Hotline is a place where we help you with your queries, no matter how weird, disgusting, or embarrassing they are.
Pero, if you are Spanish, but... if you are English, it won't always just be us.
Right.
Sometimes we'll be joined by a little mystery special guest, except there's no mystery, as they're always in the title and thumbnail.
They are indeed. How are you, George?
Basically, my mum named me that when I popped out.
Oh, my God.
Good fun.
I've not seen you since last year. I've not seen you in a year. Oh.
I haven't showered since last year.
You dirty bat, I can tell.
It's literally the 3rd of January.
How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty well. How are you? How was your new year?
Well, I'm okay. I got psoriasis on my scalp and an inverted penis.
Oh.
Joking. I didn't get that. I just got the... But now that makes the psoriasis on the scalp seem less weird.
I don't know. There's the
okay. So I've not got any hair product in today. So I'm bearing my soul to you all. So please don't make hat jokes. Don't make fun of my hair. I would really appreciate that.
He knows exactly what he's doing right now.
I feel like if I point it out, then it doesn't allow them to. Do you know what I mean?
You need to point it out.
Right, that's rude. But I have got my useless cap available at theuselesshotline.com in case I get insecure throughout the episode.
And I've got my useless t-shirt available at theuselesshotline.com.
I thought you were just getting your tits out then. I mean, you kind of did. Well done. Do you know what? We're repping. So it has been Christmas, New Year, so much since I last saw you. How was your Christmas?
Yeah, good. Yours?
What did you do? So you went to your auntie and uncle's.
Yeah. Whoa, where the hell were you there?
In Harrogate.
Harrogate?
In Hertfordshire.
Hertfordshire?
Is it not?
Hampshire.
I knew it began with H. Oh.
Yeah, I was actually hungry. I was because we did eat breakfast before. No, it was good fun. It was enjoyable. I had
Do you have
laugh.
A big Christmas like with lots of family members?
I mean, how many is a lot? It was me and my sister.
I'd say like
20 is
a lot.
Oh no, there wasn't 20 there.
Is there like over 10?
Wait, 4.
I'd say even over 10 is quite a lot actually.
To 11.
11. That is pretty big. Yeah.
And a dog.
Oh, that's massive.
And they used to have a gecko.
Oh.
But it choked on mud.
Choked on mud? What a pussy. What the fuck? Grow up. Why are you being a gecko and you're going to choke
that's
on some mud?
Literally my little cousin's gecko that died that you're taking the piss out of.
Yeah, well, dumb fucking gecko. I'm sorry. Sorry about it. That's so dumb. Why are you even eating mud? Grow up. Who eats mud? Are you a worm? No, you're a gecko. You're supposed to be eating worms. Okay, get it right. I'm glad it died.
How's George?
My tortoise that died. Wow. Do you know what? I'd say that on the level of pets that you should be upset about, a gecko is down here and a tortoise is like narrowly above. What if someone was like, my cat died and they were sobbing, would you be like, come on, it's a fucking cat? I would.
Okay, this is a fun game.
Okay, right.
What
pets should you care
about
dying?
There's obviously a scale, what's the top of the list of pets dying?
Right, so the top, so this is how I would rank the importance of different pets dying. Horse.
I'd say
wait, dog, right,
dog,
right,
above,
right,
horse.
Let's be real, dog is number one. Yeah. Anybody who disagrees, that's a mental health problem.
And then missionary, I'd say number two.
Oh my god.
Are we doing different?
Oh, I didn't like that. I'd say dog. Now, I personally have never had a horse. I'm sure that you grew up with many, but I'd say a horse seems a lot more of a, you know, if you have a horse, you spend a lot of time with it. You're like grooming it, you're brushing it, you're riding it. Again, what we're talking about here. So I'd probably say a horse.
Horse?
Yeah.
What other... Well, like, what if I had a little chimp?
Oh, I mean, come on. What if I had a fucking dinosaur? What are we talking about here? What if I
wouldn't be as attached to my dinosaur as my chimp.
I would be very attached to my dinosaur. Actually, a chimp. Chimps have thumbs, which I just think, mental scenes.
They also use those thumbs to rip your face off and ears and cock.
And sign language.
Not quite on the same level.
Well, yeah,
they do that and then they go...
Oh, God. Yeah, little baby chimp I would have as a pet, but I would also imagine that, yeah, they would kill me. So I wouldn't really want that.
Okay, let's go to regular pets.
Right, regular pets. Okay, dog. Right, this is my ranking. Dog, horse, cat, rabbit, tortoise, gecko, snake. Fish, all the way down. I'm sorry, fish, oh, yeah. Get fucked.
Hamster,
I'm so sorry.
Pig.
Oh, hamsters are quite far down as well, I'm not going to lie. Like, hamsters, I feel like if you... Hamsters are a bit pathetic. Like, I feel like,
that's
why do
rude.
We have... But like, oh, you're a bit cold, so you're just going to die. Like, what?
That's called hibernating.
Yeah, stop it. Why do you need to hibernate? You do nothing. You just run around on a wheel. Why are you hibernating for? Actually, why are you hibernating? Go to sleep at night and wake up in the morning. Why do you need 3 months to sleep? That's so childish. Who invented... Why are people hibernating? Who decided... Why are animals hibernating? Have we thought about this?
Yes, they have.
What is the actual scientific reason behind it?
Well, in the winter months...
They're cold.
Yeah, they sort of eat a lot before then, so they can just... Sort of just sit through the winter months.
I'm sorry, that's not real. How the literal fuck can your body survive for like 3 months sleeping?
Well, it just,
whoa,
not,
I've never
not,
thought
it's,
about this
it's
before.
Less it's like you're, it runs on less energy than sleep.
Oh, okay.
They just go into like almost shutdown and they're just
fuck
like
me,
chilling.
I want to hibernate. Do you know what? I take this back.
See, I was wondering why you were so against it.
Guys.
You could just sleep through all the shitty winter months and then just wake up and just always have summer.
That is mental. That's actually mental. You'd miss Christmas. Be a bit fuming. I'd be like, do you know what? Wake me up for Christmas. And then I'll go back in. Can you wake up and then go back in it? Or is it like a one or nothing?
I mean, you'll have to ask the brown bears world. I don't know what this question is.
I'll get in touch. But yeah, go on. What's your ranking then?
Yeah, dog, horse, cat, rabbit, parrot.
Ooh.
Parrot higher than rabbit,
parrot
actually.
Higher than rabbit.
You can have a chat with your
parrot.
Yeah,
you can. I'd develop more of an attachment with the parrot than I would with the rabbit.
Guinea pig.
Yeah.
Hamster.
Yeah.
Tortoise.
Oh, right. A bit rude. But
I mean,
I
what do they do?
I understand.
Just eat lettuce.
It's hard to develop a relationship with them when they can't speak.
It's like developing a relationship with a Roomba. Just one of those little vacuum cleaners that just goes around.
It kind
of
is, yeah.
What else even is there?
Reptiles. I'm sorry, reptiles at the bottom and then fish. Fish are so boring. I would never get a fish, I'm sorry.
Octopus.
Is that a fish? Yeah.
Yeah,
they are cool, but I would never get a pet octopus. Again... Rip my face off. Yeah, I don't want anything that can actually kill me. I guess some dogs can. That's why I'd only ever get a small dog. Because I know that in any physical altercation...
You're completely okay with a full-on horse.
Oh, I also wouldn't have a horse. Just because I can't be arsed.
That's tarantula.
Die. I'm sorry. Not pets. Not pets at all. Did you see that clip of Sydney Sweeney? Do you know who she is?
Nope.
She was in... Oh, what's she in that show? She was in this movie. I can't... recently, but basically they had this scene where like they had this scene, whatever. They had this scene where she was supposed to like have this tarantula on her, and they came and they were like, "Don't worry, like it's so trained, it like works with actors all the time." And she had it on her, and it bit her, and she started screaming. But it's supposed to bite her in the scene, so she was screaming for help.
I've seen this,
and people were nobody came to help her because everyone thought, "Oh, it's part of the scene." But she was literally like, "Ah, it's bit me, it's fucking bit me!" And then they were like, "Why is she going so overboard?" Yeah, so fuck tarantulas. Oh. I'm sorry. No.
You're screaming.
Yeah. Right. I feel like that was nice.
What did you do for New Year's? That was Christmas we just covered.
Yeah, wait, Christmas. Tangent. I didn't tell you my Christmas. We covered your Christmas, not mine. Okay. My Christmas. Do you want to ask me how my Christmas was?
No. New Year's. What was your New Year's?
So my Christmas. I actually did two Christmases.
Oh wow! This year.
In fact, technically three. So I had...
Were you the queen?
I am indeed. My family came to my house.
Well, your trim is because it's dead.
Wow. Wow. Dear the royal family, Mats Balagde would like to publicly remove himself from the comments that George Clark just made. Thank you. They all watched, so I just thought I'd put it out there. I had my family come. I think it was like the 19th
of December.
You had them
what, sorry?
It's a Christmas tradition. bit hard as
and
to
that
get
was
older.
Present number
but,
one.
Yeah. And we all had like a full on Christmas day at my house. Like we did presents. Then Andrew cooked for my whole family, which weirdly, when he met me.
Sorry, your accent made that sound like a whole different sentence.
Oh, God. I don't even want to know what.
Andrew cooked for your whole family.
Oh. Shut
That's
up.
Crazy, Max. What
Shut
the
up.
Hell?
Most
what
people won't even earth? Know what that means. I barely even know what that means, and I don't want to ask. So when I met Andrew, for some weird reason, because he's always been into cooking, as in food, he was like, "I really want to cook for your family." And I remember at the time thinking, that's really weird. And then
it's pretty weird. Up.
And then 3 years down the line, he finally got to on Christmas Day. And I thought, that's lovely. So we did that.
Was he born to cook?
What?
Cook. Was he born to cook?
He was born to cook. How do I say cook then? Cook. Cook. How do you say cooking as like cooking food? Say it. It's the same. It sounds the same. Cook and cook. Shut up. So he cooked my whole family.
he cooked them.
He did. No, he cooked for them, and it was amazing. And then we played games. And my grandma, how cute is this? My grandma, because my granddad like never leaves our town, so he didn't come.
Right. Hey, I didn't say anything.
Yeah,
you're
but you were thinking
your,
it. You were thinking
the one that
it.
Thought your granddad.
You
in
were
that
thinking
situation.
It. All right.
That's crazy.
So my grandma called my granddad, and she said that she'd never laughed so much in her entire life. How sweet is that?
Sort of rubbing it in, though.
I know, she was bragging a bit. After the fact, she went, and I've told him like three times today. I was like, you're just showing off now, Grandma. But it's lovely to get to have those types of moments in my new home. And then we went to ABBA Voyage.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, George, you need to go to this with your family. I am the biggest. That was my third time going. And I'm going again this month.
More than three times.
No, that was my third time, and I'm going fourth time this month with Andrew's family. Genuinely, this is not Spawn. Hashtag not Spawn. Hashtag would love for it to be Spawn. Hashtag ABBA Voyage, get in my DMs. Honestly, best thing I've ever done. Best thing.
I feel sorry for Andrew.
It is. And they're holograms as well. They're not even real people. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, I'm aware of this, yeah.
Yes. So, fun for all the family. You see grandparents getting up. Oh, I nearly got into a physical fight with this woman. I'm not even joking.
A grandparent or?
No. She was like, well, not a physical fight, but... So, I feel very strongly about this, so just bear with me, okay? It might sound like a bit of a tangent of ridiculousness, but just bear with me. ABBA Voyage, do you know what it is, like the ins and outs?
Is it just...
It's a hologram show.
Basically performance, but holograms.
By ABBA, and it's very realistic holograms, and it's a full arena that is all electronic and is built just for that. So, like, you get in... And like all the walls light up at different points. Do you know like that sphere in Las Vegas?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that, but not as good. Kind of. Like not as immersive. But anyway, so I have been... And there's a standing area at the front. And then all the rest is seating. I've been in both. When I first went, it was standing. And it was seated. But everybody for the big songs...
Does this change the... story, the fact that you're serial standing?
Yes, okay. Big time. Okay.
Far too much information.
No, it's very relevant. So in the seated section, everyone stands up when it's a big song because you're at ABBA, you're going to dance with everyone.
Yeah.
Then you just sit back down. Obviously, the standing people remain standard. Every time I've been, when it's a big song, everyone stands up. At this one showing, we were sat near the front of a seated section.
Okay.
And I believe it was Mamma Mia started playing.
Nice.
One of the biggest songs. We stand up. I'd say out of a whole section of like 250 people, only 6 other people stood up. So I'm looking around and I'm like, what's happening? We are getting death stares. This woman behind, she goes, excuse me, it's really hard to see. And I went, well, stand up then. And then I was like, why am I beefing this woman? I was like, why am I beefing this? Like, she was like 30 years old. And I was like, oh my God, no, Max, maybe you are the problem. Maybe, you know, everybody's just not standing up anymore. Maybe that's just what's happening. So I started to feel bad. And then the next big song, more people stood up. And I was like, right, okay, we started something this time. So about half of our section has stood up.
Yeah.
And then she does it again. She's like, oh, can you sit down? And I said, love, look, I'm sorry, I want to have a good time. I'm sorry that you don't. Bear in mind, all my family are here, so I felt like I needed to defend them for some reason, as if this woman was about to punch my grandma in the tit, which she was not. And then,
unfortunately, does your grandma only have one tit?
Yes, yeah, it's in the centre as well. It's quite weird. At the end, Dancing Queen plays. Obviously, biggest song, like, everyone's loving it.
Mm.
The entire thing, stand up, except this woman has made such a fuss about not standing up this entire time. She and, like, her 3 people that she's with stay sat down. They can't see a fucking thing because everyone around them is stood up. And I just turn around and I go, are you having a good time? Yeah? You enjoy yourself? Oh, I was so livid at this woman. And at first I was like, fair enough, I was standing up in front of her. Like, that is annoying. But I just expected everyone to. And then, do you know what it showed? That the stubbornness, you know, it's not a good trait to have because you rid yourself of joy.
Okay, initially, first case where it's just you guys in front and everyone else has sat down, I'd say...
Bear in mind, it's tiered, so, like, they could still see. It wasn't like we're directly in front of everyone. It's like tiered seating, like a normal concert.
Okay.
So they could still see. And we did sit down because we felt awkward because nobody else was stood up.
Right, okay. Screw her.
Yeah, screw that bitch. Yeah.
Anyway, what else do you do at Christmas?
No, that was amazing. And then, so that was like highlight of my life. My grandma loved it. She knew all the songs. It was amazing. And then on actual Christmas Day, Andrew's family came to ours, which was lovely.
Nice.
You know, to get to spend more time with them. And it was pretty much a carbon copy of what we did with my parents on our day. And then I went up north to see, like, my dad and the rest of my family. And it was lovely.
Cute.
Had a lovely time.
Cuteness.
Indeed. Do you have any, like games that you play with your fam?
We played Sounds Fishy.
Sounds Fishy.
Very good game, actually. It's you get a card. So, say, everyone else gets given a fish. Face down. I, as the person that round who's doing the guessing, have a card up, and it will say, "In 1559, a plague swept the nation, which made those infected do what?" And then on the other side of the card, it says the answer. You all look at your little fishes. Everyone's got a red one, a red herring. One person has the blue one. The person with the blue one has to read the actual answer. All the people with the red herrings have to make up an answer, and then the person guessing has to one by one narrow it down until they're left with the final person who they think said the truth, and then the points are all worked out that sort of way. But it's quite, you can get some really funny ones, because, like, you start and then go immediately to the person to your left, and if they've got a red herring and they've only just sort of seen it, like, this, it's quite funny just seeing people blow it out with random stuff.
I love games. I love family Christmas game time.
I love games.
I made up games this year. I'd seen, like, videos of people doing, like, the Christmas Olympics, and there's one where you, like, have to spatula cotton balls into a thing, so I stole that one. And then I thought that I'd seen this somewhere. Did you see the TikTok that I did where it was like, it's Christmas?
Yeah.
I thought that I'd seen that somewhere. but which I think I have, but I think I've only ever seen people blowing it. And in my, like, you have to stand there and...
It's Pussio was the one that people were doing.
Yes, okay, right, yes. See, I knew I'd seen it somewhere. Yeah. I knew I'd seen it. So I had it in my head. I was like, I feel like people are blowing out candles, but, like, how funny would it be to, like, make my family all scream, it's Christmas, like, and just see it that way.
Yeah.
I knew that there was some sort of, like, shouting one. That makes sense. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, that was a lot of fun. Enjoyed it very much,
that
so...
It did look good.
It was great times.
Who was
really
the guy that was sort of
my
taking
stepdad.
The refereeing
role? Oh, my stepdad. He's such a wanker, honestly. My mum, the reason why I saw my family earlier is because my mum and my stepdad and my little sister all went on a cruise over after actual Christmas, which they didn't invite me on because they loved me. And my stepdad, the whole time, my mum said, has just been constantly looking at TikTok, looking at the comments, because it, like, blew up. So he's, like, obsessed with it. Someone said he looks like a young Robert De Niro or something, and he's, like, nonstop been looking at all the comments. So very exciting indeed. Very exciting.
That's funny.
Indeed. What about New Year?
What did you get up to? At mine.
Oh, did you?
Christopher and Arthur.
Oh, thanks for my invite.
Well, we invited our friends. We didn't think colleagues would come.
Oh, right, okay. That's great. So
no, I was going to invite you and Andrew, but it was a crowd of people that I don't think you've actually met many people.
Yeah, so you just so we're not cool enough.
Thanks for invite to your house.
So we're not cool enough to get it. What you want about invite to my house? What you want about?
Yeah, New Year's at yours.
I didn't. My boyfriend had New Year's at our house. I had nothing to do with me. What are you talking about?
All right, then, Max, I'll invite you next time.
Yeah, really nice. So who was invited there? Who made the cut? Who was cool enough to get in?
It was myself, Christopher, Arthur Hill,
right?
Arthur Television.
So am I not straight enough? That's the vibe I'm getting so far. I fit the white male. I'm not straight, so homophobic instantly out the gate. Carry on.
Harry rowed to shore.
Did he? I don't know. Harry rowed to shore. What the fuck? That's someone's name. Harry Rod to Shore.
Harry Lewis, but...
Right. Continue.
I thought maybe you would know.
Did he?
Cal Freezy.
I know him.
Randolph.
Fucking hell.
Reeve?
Is that the wizard from Lord of the Rings?
Come on, man. That's someone's name. Not cool.
Someone's name is actual Randolph.
His name's Andrew.
Oh. What is going on? Why are you talking in riddles?
Reeve? His real name's Ollie.
Can everyone just grow up and use their real name? What's happening?
D459.
R2-D2? What is this? Star Wars?
No, Theo Baker.
Right, so you literally just invited a bunch of straight white male YouTubers.
I like that you guess the ones that you don't know are white.
Yeah. Am I right, Callum? Yeah, so go on. So number one, why are you bringing racism into 2024? Why is that one of your key objectives? Number two, homophobia.
Hey, I'm an eighth Irish.
And number three, just general hatred of me. Why are these the three things that you thought were most important to bring into 2024, George Clark?
They were the main things that were pissing me off about 2023.
What did you all do then? Just watch each other's YouTube videos and wank off?
Yeah, no, we did.
Right. Well,
no, everyone turned up 2 hours late, apart from Harry, and we all just sat there watching aquarium, like, mood videos, like, you know, that are supposed to go on in the background.
Yeah.
It was just like an aquarium.
Are you all right?
We were doing drinking games, guessing what shot was going to be next.
What shot?
Is it going to be a wide shot of all the fish? Is it going to be a close-up of a turtle?
Jeez, do you know what? I'm really gutted I missed out on this part because it sounds fucking mental. So I'm really sad.
I saw at the start of the most recent Fellas episode that Freezy, I knew he got drunk. Him and Harry got very drunk. And at the end of the night, because he said he woke up after that night with loads of anxiety, and I knew for a fact, obviously, he'd messaged me the night at the end of the night, like apologizing for things. Oh. And I just deliberately left
on New Year's Eve,
on New Year's Day, like in the morning,
right.
And I just deliberately left it just to try and play with him because
what
was
he apologizing for?
Basically, at the end of the night, him, Randolph, and Harry just sort of all just jumped on our sofa and the armrest almost broke. It's very flimsy now.
Yeah.
but then they just kept like hopping on top of each other. And then I think Freezy poured a drink over Randolph. And then I went over and I was like, guys, what the fuck are you doing? And then he grabbed me by the collar and started like tugging me into like joining. I was like, no, what are we doing here? Yeah, then his girlfriend pulled him away and his girlfriend pulled him off. No, it was just like, what are you doing? So I think she had a speak.
Boys will be boys, eh? Boys will be boys, what they like.
But yeah, he said on their episode that he didn't want to message because he didn't want to know what's happened. So there you go, Cal. That's what happened. It was.
You need to be locked up, sir. You were jumping on sofas.
Someone does that at your house, you go, I've just had them gifted. I waited four months for them.
No, I would literally punch them straight in the throat.
Exactly.
Honestly, if someone came to my house and jumped up and down on my sofa and poured a drink everywhere, I would punch them in the balls. I'd be fuming. But yeah, I had a very, very culturally diverse and, you know, gender non-conforming group. No, that's not the right word to use. Gender mix. I just like just pointing out that over at my house, we were having a party that more accurately, you know, represented the population. And
did you also have a load of dictionaries out while you were there? What the hell was this language?
No, sorry, I'm just pointing out that I'm a more accepting and you know, openly loving person than.
So you go back to the last story you told where you just told a woman to fuck off because she wouldn't dance.
Yeah, because she was a cunt. So, it was all Andrew's friends came round.
How many straight white guys were there?
Well, how many gay guys?
How many
gay guys were there? Straight white guys. Let me think. Genuinely, let me think. Are Greek people classed as being white? If they're like fully Greek, because like Andrew's half Greek, so I would say that he's white. Yeah, I think Greek people are classed as being white. But do you know what? They were Greek, and there was only two white guys, one black straight guy, one black straight girl. Yeah. Have you heard of black people, George? They exist.
But they're feeling very grateful for their invite now that you're going, look, we ticked them all off the list.
Well, I'm not. I didn't invite them for that purpose, okay? They are friends and family.
No, go on.
I'm just pointing out that they were, in fact, of women because, you know, we actually enjoy the company of women. We don't use them as sexual objects.
There were girlfriends there.
And then we had gay people. We had people from all over the world. Yeah, you can't relate to that. Are all the girlfriends white?
I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
I didn't look at them.
Yeah, you did.
They're the man's girlfriends. What the hell do you think I am?
I don't see women. Right, okay, let's move on. But yeah, so New Year was great. I had lots of people at my house and we had drinks. It was very merry. And I got psoriasis on my scalp and I've been ill ever since.
How'd you get psoriasis?
It's just like this. Well, I basically, when we filmed the episode with our sisters, I had this like big clump of like dry skin here. Yeah. And I was like, what is it? And it was so itchy. And afterwards, Ellie was like, Max, that's because I was like just using like Head and Shoulders shampoo, like because I bought some for it. So I was like, oh, I must just have like an itchy scalp or something. She was like, Max, that looks like a disease. Like, what have you got on your head? Yeah. So then I went to the doctors and I had this like rare form of scalp psoriasis that was like bleeding and like really painful, so I have to use this special shampoo for it and put cream on it.
When she was sat next to you and noticed it and was like, oh, that's disgusting, get it away from me, did you go, oh, sorry, sis?
Oh my god. Yeah, that's awful. That's awful. But yeah, so I'm now in recovery, so I would appreciate it if you didn't point out my sickness.
I think it's doing a good job of pointing itself out.
Right. I realize something else very huge happened this new year that I don't think you have any idea about. Gypsy Rose Blanchard. Is this true?
What?
Exactly. He doesn't know. Oh my god, I cannot fathom that you don't know who Gypsy Rose Blanchard is. Right, I'm gonna break it down for you.
If I had a penny for every time.
No, but this said, so every
I have
time
no idea, I have no idea who this is.
Every time that George I say this to George, he just assumes that it's like some sort of deeply gay thing, which in this case, it's actually not. This is a culturally relevant moment. Gypsy Rose Blanchard was a child who was raised with a single parent, her mother, who was very ill. She was told she had cancer. She had all these different illnesses. Right. Turns out her mum was just making it up. Her mum was injecting her with different like poisons and stuff to make her sick throughout her entire life. So Gypsy Rose Blanchard was getting loads of like free stuff because everyone felt sorry for her. She
Loads of free stuff as in like free injections.
No.
Free illnesses.
No, like her mum like actually profited off her daughter being like a poster child for sickness.
Everyone's got a side hustle.
No. George, no. Just no. So this went on for years. Until Gypsy Rose started to realize as she like became a teenager that maybe she wasn't ill. She'd be at doctor's things and her mum had just injected her with an EpiPen saying her mum taught her that she was allergic to sugar. So she couldn't have anything sweet. Yeah. So she was once at a party. She had the sugar. Her mum injected her with an EpiPen, made her get in an ambulance and go to hospital. And then the doctor was like, she's not allergic to sugar. And the mum was like, no. Oh my God, why are you saying that? Blah, blah, blah. We're going to a different like hospital. It was that sort of thing. Like then series were made on it. It was crazy. This went on for years. She was in a wheelchair and like told that she couldn't walk every day, even though she knew that she could walk. But because she was a child, she was so like brainwashed into thinking, right, I know that I can walk, but I can never walk. Like I can't get out of this wheelchair. Like, and she didn't really understand why. So eventually she got a bit older. She got this boyfriend and she plotted with her boyfriend to murder her mum. She like with her boyfriend plotted, her boyfriend murdered her mum.
What the fuck?
He gets sent down for life. Mum's dead. Gypsy Rose Blanchard gets Gypsy Rose Blanchard gets 10 years in prison for like conspiring against it, because obviously they weighed up the like the dilemma of it, that like she'd been abused by this woman her entire life, like she was coming to terms with it and she was like, this woman needs to die, like I don't see a way out of this. She's going to continuously, then in her court case, all of her family, all of her friends that have known her entire life know her as the girl who can't walk, she's in a wheelchair. In court, she's like wheeled in and then she stands up and goes to the podium.
Eats a load of sugar cubes.
She goes, hey! But how fucking mental is that? So she's been in jail for 10 years. She's now come out as a fully grown... Also, she got married in jail by someone who wasn't in jail.
What, not her boyfriend?
No, he's in prison. He's like, he's in prison for life. Yeah, no, but he's in prison for life. She's now out after 10 years.
Right, okay.
So, yes, she's just come out.
Well, so she's just basically hired a hitman.
Yeah.
He takes all the years in prison.
Yeah.
And then she just comes out and goes, right, let's get ourselves a hubby.
Yeah. Well, she kind of, it was such a, like, there's been, like, TV series done on her. There was a movie about her, like, that basically, like, reenacted everything that happened. And when you watch it, it's such, like a moral dilemma of, okay, yeah, she did plot to have her own mum killed, but her mum literally like poisoned her, weakened her, taught her, like brainwashed her and abused her for her entire life. So it's kind of like, how do you weigh that up?
I'd say the pen is mightier than the sword.
What does that mean?
Just write her a really harshly worded letter.
Yeah, I'm sure that would have gone down great. Yeah. But now Gypsy Rose is out,
right,
and everybody has kind of turned her into like a cultural icon, to the point where she gained 6 million TikTok followers in a day. After getting it out, 6 million. She got more views than like the Kardashians do on TikToks. Her just posting like, hey guys, it's New Year's Eve, I'm just here with my hubby, and everyone's like, yes, Gypsy Rose. People were saying like, I'm getting tipsy for Gypsy Rose.
Is she
tequila
like
rolls for Gypsy Rose on New Year's Eve?
The new Bevo.
She's literally, I think she's bigger than that. Are you joking? She's literally going to, It's such a, like, she's at like such a cusp of what's she gonna do, because she's got so many eyes on her. She could like release a TV show. She could do so much and people would watch. So she's either gonna,
but how long is she gonna draw this out for? Like,
quite a while.
One trick pony here, love. We get it, you got abused.
Fuck. Okay.
She did murder help murder someone afterwards.
Yeah. But I'd do the same. I feel like there's a few instances where murder is acceptable, and that's one of them.
Give me the other ones.
If they've murdered loads of people.
Mm-hmm.
If they are like abusing loads of people. If they are trying
abusing
to...
Abusing how? Just
sexual,
online?
Mental...
Cyberbullies?
No, not online. Like, grow up. I mean, I get cyberbullied every day and I just deal with it. Sorry, that sounded really insensitive to anybody who, like, struggles with cyberbullying. I am with you. And I love you.
He's the one doing it.
I am. I am. It's me. Sorry. But, yeah, I feel very strongly about Gypsy Rose Blanchard, and I feel like she's either going to explode and make an album with Taylor Swift or go on tour with Taylor Swift, somewhere along those lines, or she is just going to peter off into nothingness within
that
the next year.
That is exactly what I think she'll do.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. What about... I mean, yeah, that's it. should we just do our job, do you think?
No.
Or is there any,
New Year's ins and outs.
Oh, okay.
But for each other.
Oh, right. Okay, right. So what does this mean then?
So what you're bringing in for 2024 and what you're leaving out of 2024. So stuff that we were doing, leaving out. Stuff
right.
that you want us to do, leaving in.
Let's do it for each other then. So
that's a good idea.
No, but I'm thinking about it in my head. So we'll each at a time say one in and one out for the other person, and then we'll take it in turns.
Go in, out, out.
Okay, you go first.
Do that before. In.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Believe in yourself more.
Aww. Oh, thank you. Thank you. I agree. I'm very, very self-doubting. In for you, brushing your teeth. I'm joking. I just wanted to say something horrible. In for you, eyebrow hairs. I can already see them growing back quite thick and fast. But I feel like by the end of the year, you'll have a full brow and you'll be
there.
It's
not something that I can really work on, though.
No, it's not. But try your best.
Out for you. So much to choose from. Out. What would I go for? Out for not caring about what you're wearing so much. Because you
do you think that I care?
No, but no, as in
oh, I should care more.
As in You don't care about what you're...
Enough.
You don't care about what you're wearing, but too much of your life now.
So I need to put more effort into how I look is what you're saying.
It sounds mean, but you've said this yourself. Like,
oh, I have.
You've started looking in the mirror
and being
like, what the fuck? No, today's actually not that bad a bad fit.
Thank you.
But there was a period of time last year where I fully did not expect you to be in anything above jogger level that wasn't like weird rainbow colours and Crocs.
Okay. So I admit...
Because when I met you, you were very much like, oh, I like this outfit.
Yeah.
I
feel like I am just so comfortable in myself, who I am.
No, but I know that's how it could come across as me saying stop being that. That's
no,
not
no,
what I
no,
meant.
No, 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 no. I get what you mean. I literally wear either clothes that I'm gifted for free that I don't care about, or like clothes that I've worn repeatedly over and over and over again. I need to, I mean, me and Andrew literally said that we need to throw lots of specifically my clothes away and get some new ones. So do you know what? I'll take that.
No, but to
I'll
anyone
take
that doesn't know
this
situation, just seems like I'm being
I feel like everyone knows the situation, though. Guys, I wear Crocs all the time. I feel like we know the situation. I'm not today. I'm wearing the same shoes that I wear quite often now. Anyway, right. Oh, sorry. I thought someone was ringing me. Right. In for you.
Fucking hell.
Is this in?
Out. I kind of
out.
Used
okay,
in for
okay,
an out,
okay, okay, okay. Out for you is lack of I'm trying to think of the right word. Out for you is lack of ability to speak to the female species. And I'm trying to think of a nicer way to say that.
Well, so I think you've already done it now.
I think out for you is you need to be able to be the same as you are normally in front of an attractive woman.
I feel like I am.
I feel like you're not.
But
I see you and I can see your brain going into overdrive and you overthink the things that you're saying as opposed to just saying what you normally say.
I don't know. I feel like when that's happening, I feel like I'm in a situation where I don't want to give the vibe that I'm interested.
Yeah, and I can tell that. And in doing that, you come across as like,
but
uncomfortable, which makes girls think, oh, he's all flustered. Yeah,
but this is what I like. If I'm interested, I feel like that's not so much of a problem. Maybe a little bit. But it's more when I'm like overthinking, like,
I get it.
Oh, I don't want to come across.
I don't want to lead this person on.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That makes sense. But I think, I get it. I think if I don't want to lead someone on, I just very friendly with
you
them.
You just have sex with them once. If
yeah,
you don't lead them
I just
on.
Do it once. I just do a quickie in the bathroom. I guess that is quite difficult. But I just think you are very good, like, conversationally when it's like with me or like something. And then I sometimes see you.
You fancy me.
Yeah. And then I sometimes see you like around like attractive women and I think, George, what are you doing? Like, this is like, why are you like melting right now?
Yeah.
So I think that needs to go out for you because there's no reason for it.
Okay.
You've conquered many things in your life. You don't need to let this, you don't need to let this vagina having woman control you in that way. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
In for me.
In for you.
This is so fun.
In. What do I want you to bring in? In.
Money, baby.
In. You've been in. Doing more of this.
Oh.
But.
Hygiene.
Yeah, just a flannel wash every now and then. No, in. I don't know how to word it. You've been more doing this, but. How do I. I'm trying to think of in being biting your tongue more.
Oh, so I need to withhold myself more.
You have been doing
yes,
more.
Yes, I have
that.
Been doing more. If you think when we first started this podcast
you
versus
very much
now,
would have not even just the podcast, like
in
something
general.
Something would happen and you'd be like, this is the reaction. And then you yourself would be like, maybe that wasn't the best thing to do.
Very emotional.
Yeah.
I think when I first started doing this for my job, I struggled with the fact that me now speaking out on things that I would have in the past now has consequences.
Yeah.
And I didn't really understand it until I'd say this year when someone threatened to sue me.
It's so funny. That's the level it had to get to.
Oh my god. Oh my god. That's so funny. True though. Do you know what? It's funny because it's true. No, but I think I feel like I have matured a lot in the last year.
Yes.
And I'm a lot less reactionary to things that happen. And if I am reactionary, I weigh it up. I am under the influence. So I can't be blamed. It's not me talking. I agree. Yeah. Right, in for you. We'll do one last round. In for you is me
singing. I should start singing.
You should start singing more.
Mm.
In for you. Oh, let me think. Let me think hard. In for you. In for you. Maybe living in the moment more. Living in the moment and just saying, do you know what? I'm enjoying myself.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you think about your work a lot. I feel like even just sometimes in conversation, you think of like an idea. And then I think sometimes, you know what, George, just enjoy now. We've got the rest of our lives.
I get that.
To work. YouTube's going nowhere. Not as in your YouTube is going nowhere. I mean the platform.
Like, what in the world?
I mean the platform itself. Yeah. And I feel like you've got a long, prosperous career ahead of you. And I feel like you want to look back on these heyday era times and think, do you know what?
Yeah.
Obviously, I worked hard, but I enjoyed myself as well.
No, I do get that. Every now and then I sort of look back at a night and I'm like, I don't actually really know what I did.
Yeah, exactly. I get that. And I think it's easy when these nights, sometimes nights out for us, it's not normal that you go on a night out and you're with a bunch of like people that you don't really know, whereas that's quite common for us. Or you're just meeting someone, or like you're on a trip and you're meeting all these people. So a lot of like the time that you would usually spend like enjoying yourself with your friends can be taken over by like getting to know people and chatting. And often that also revolves around work. But I mean, we get to go to all these like amazing places. And sometimes it's nice to, like, for example, when we went to Japan, when the Prime Video people left, me and you just had such a lovely time because we were just living in the moment.
That's very true, actually. Because when we were there with Prime, I feel like we were filming like everything.
Yeah, but that's what we brought out to do, like do all the stuff. And then as soon as they left, baby, we were raw dogging it like nobody's business. We weren't. We wore protection. But no, we went to Disney. Like, we had a really good time.
Yeah.
So I think more things like that. Okay. Basically, we need to go to Disneyland.
Let's just leave it there.
Yeah, let's just leave it there. Do you know what, guys? We can't think of anything else because we just love and appreciate each other so much.
I thought we covered some good bases there, though.
Yeah, I agree. Also, that just reminded me that I want to point something out. So everybody was ripping into me in the last episode saying that I'm an evil, horrible person. And I just want you to all know, fuck you. No, I'm joking. I don't hate George because I kept shouting at you last episode about the triple jump thing. And everyone's literally like, not going to lie, Max is actually really mean to George this episode. And I'm like, do you know what? Maybe it was coming towards the end of the year and my emotions were a bit more heightened than they usually would be. And maybe I misinterpreted the question.
It's so funny.
And I didn't really understand what we were speaking about too much. And therefore that led to me screaming and yelling at the top of my lungs that George would not be the best in the world at triple jump. That which I so didn't funny. See myself
You're
doing.
Kind of like currently scripting an apology for saying I couldn't be the best in the world at a sport that I haven't done in years.
No, but all of your like YouTube, all of your like YouTube fans that watch the podcast were literally like, I cannot believe how Max spoke to George this episode. Like, because in their head, they will believe Clarky, but they probably have an Instagram account called like Clarky Triple Jump Warrior 1-2-3 or something. And they're thinking, do you know what? Actually
I
Max.
Took that name.
Yeah, right, okay. 1-2-3-4 then. They're probably like, do you know what, Max, actually? I bet that George Clark could be the best in the world at triple. So he could be. Okay, please stop attacking me. I understand. And not one of you commented that you thought that it would be realistic that I could be a Pokemon master.
Someone commented that there is literally no chance in hell that you would be able to.
Look, is George wearing a triple jump outfit? No, what am I wearing? That's what I thought. So who's more likely now? Anyway, I don't want to get heated again. I don't want to bring that topic up, but I just wanted to put that out there that I do like and love George a lot. So,
oh, that was cute.
Yeah. I'm only going to say it when I'm defending my character. I'll never say it again. But yeah, so great topics. Great topics indeed. Should we do our job?
I think we should.
I think we should. Well, I've got what I believe is a brilliant dilemma that I'm going to printity-diddity out right now. Right. You ready?
Yes, sir.
As I picked that up, for some reason, I remembered that I had this dream about Rylan Clark last night, and that he was young and really fit. And I was like, and I was commenting on all of his stuff, like, I love young Rylan.
Why did you get that when you were bending over?
I don't know. It just came to me then, and I was like, but it didn't look anything like Rylan. Anyway,
well, the printer.
Yeah, I don't know. Right, okay. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Hello, loves. You all right? I feel like the Northern. That's like that. Nice. I have been a silent supporter for a while, but I have had a mega dilemma that happened this weekend and which I could never share with anyone who actually knows me because of the sheer embarrassment. Basically, my boyfriend and I have been together for around 5 months, and this past weekend was his birthday. For a change, I went to his house, and my anxiety was so bad that the thought of meeting new people made me want to genuinely vom. However, I braved it and went anyways. A few things went wrong. Oh, I hate these stories. While eating dinner with his family, I barely ate anything, and I didn't make eye contact, exclusively keeping my eyes on the TV or at my feet. When being asked questions, I kept gagging. Oh. I forgot to say goodbye to his mum, and finally, when I left, I got told by my boyfriend that one of my gifts for his birthday was an I Love My Girlfriend t-shirt, and because of this, I got called possessive by somebody in his family. Oh my god. On my 2-hour journey home, I sobbed continuously, stopped to walk to my mother's car, then sobbed again until I got home. So Max and George, do you think my situation is salvageable, or do I need to change my name and move to Malaga to avoid seeing his family ever again out of fear that they hate me?
Oh.
Oh my god, I hate these like meeting the family for the first time stories and it goes wrong. Like, oh my god, do you know, this is so weird that this just came to me as well. I, when I met my girlfriend's family for the first time, yeah, I would have been like 15, and I was so nervous that I was like googling,
started hitting on the dad.
No, I was so nervous that I started googling like different methods to like gain confidence. What do straight people do when they meet their girlfriend's parents? No, I was like, I was googling different methods to gain confidence, and one of them said not to like ejaculate, like leading up to it, like what sports
players
do. When
did you search this up?
I don't know.
The night before.
Pornhub. No. I did it like a week in advance. So for a week leading up to it, I didn't touch myself or anything, which at 15 years old probably happened quite often. And the night before, I had my first ever wet dream.
Was it about meeting the parents?
I don't know what it was about, but it was because I'd been holding it in like a bird in a cage. And I woke up.
A bird? How the hell do you come? A bird in a cage?
Tweet, 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 tweet. Wings come out and everything. It's a whole big deal.
Oh, God.
But yeah, so then I was like sobbing as I woke up. Number one, because I had no idea what was happening to my body. That had never happened to me. Literally, though, that had never happened to me. And I didn't know it was humanly possible. So I was like, what is happening? Never happened since.
This isn't too far of a question. Oh. You wouldn't know. Did people know? Are you erect when you have a wet dream?
Yes.
Is that a truth?
I was, I think. Yeah. Because I woke up whilst it was happening. I literally woke up as it was. I'm not even joking. I was terrified. I was literally like, what the fuck is going on? So I was, number one, terrified that that was happening to me. I was like, oh my God, I broke my body by doing this. And then I was like, all that work was for nothing. So I was going into it so terrified.
You treat like a boxing match.
I was 15 years old and I remembered. Oh.
Someone's just falling over upstairs.
Oh my God, I thought someone threw something out our window. I thought we'd been found. I used to struggle with like meeting the male family members who would be like, oh, mate, you all right? Like, oh, what are girls like? Oh, the missus, what's the missus like? And I've been thinking in my head.
And go, what are girls like about their daughter?
Yeah, oh no. But it was just, yeah. So I found it very uncomfortable, but never a situation this bad. How do you think that you would fare meeting a girlfriend's family for the first time?
I feel like I'd go pretty well. I'm quite good at just being polite and present.
That's pretty much all that you have to do. I feel like people overthink it and think that they have to make a big impression.
I would have a few jokes prepared that I...
Yeah, I'm sure you would.
I just go, Auntie Bridget, is it true?
And I feel like that's people's downfall, is they overthink it and then they think that they have to be like starting conversations left and right, and that's not always the case, because it's a rare instance where you are the only person meeting everyone for the first time and they all know each other very well. Like, that's an uncomfortable situation to be in. Families always love me, though. I always get along with families. Love a good family. Love a good family. Love a good family.
Because that does come from your long career of being a rescue dog.
Of course. Yeah. I live to serve.
Little Max. Oh, you're good little Max.
But yeah, all my... And also, I think a lot of my boyfriends have been, like, southern. So I think that they genuinely think I'm some sort of, like... So I think they genuinely think I'm some sort of, like, chimney sweeping jester.
Yeah.
And, like, I just speak and they're like, oh, look at him. Oh, God. Wasn't that good? One of my boyfriend's family were really posh.
Yeah.
And I would speak and they'd be like, oh, you. And I was like, ha-ha.
That was funny, though. When I met you, mum and dad.
Yeah. That was really harsh of them, actually.
Anyway, you just made that all about you. What's this woman?
I mean, that's the advice that I have. Just grow up.
Don't grow. Like, everybody's got the right to be anxious, and it makes sense to be anxious. Max said he was anxious a week in advance, and what I would say is, don't just stop yourself from
wanking.
Yeah,
it doesn't help.
Just, I guess, let your boyfriend know. Just be like, look, I'm going to be completely honest with you. I'm quite anxious about seeing your parents.
He can help facilitate that by bringing you in. Oh, mum, you like fishing. Julie does fishing.
Mm.
Why don't you talk about that? That way, you're being brought into it instead of feeling like you have to bring up conversation.
You like fishing. Julie's quite fishy.
Poor fishy. Oh, God. But yeah, that's good. Good advice.
But I don't think you should. It's
a marathon, not a sprint.
Yeah.
If you're going to be with this person, if you see yourself being with this person for a while, you have multiple times to make an impression. You don't need to go.
I doubt they hate you. Like,
I hate you, but I doubt that they do.
No, and the whole T-shirt thing, that's just funny.
Yeah, it's funny.
There's always going to be people that are boring. But that might have been said as a joke. Oh, exactly. A bit clingy.
There you go.
But because you're in your anxious state, you end.
Yeah.
Oh, God, she thinks I'm clingy.
100%, 100%. Mm. Also, I don't know how old you are, but have a drink, if that calms you down.
That doesn't matter about the age. Just have a drink. Do it.
If you're at, like, a dinner party, everyone's having a drink, then maybe that will help. I don't know. But you also don't want anxiety. No, don't rely on it. And also, actually, that might not work, because then if you're anxious anyway, your anxiety might be so bad, and then you'll be like, oh my God, I punched his mom in the face.
I didn't realise when you said have a drink, you meant get blackout.
No, I meant like have a drink as in like have a drink with your dinner. Vodka.
You get hangovers from that.
No, but like if it progressed and then before you know it, they're like sat with the mom like, I suck your son off, wee. Oh, I hope people don't do that. What are your thoughts on people who have like the sort of relationship with their parents where they're going to be like, not oh, I fucked this girl weird. The other night. Well, I don't like it.
I don't understand it.
I don't want that.
And then they say to you, they're like, what, you're not that close to your... No, I am close to my parents.
Yeah.
But that's just unnecessary information.
Or like, me and your dad are going upstairs in a minute.
Yeah. Ugh.
Like, oh, I'll be sick. Don't do that with me.
Mm.
I don't want to know if you're shagging. In my personal opinion, after you gave birth... That should have tubes tied, sewn up. I'm joking,
tubes
by the way.
Tubes tied?
You should no longer be allowed to have intercourse in a family home. Do you not find it so weird? Because you think about like your family home as like, you know, such wholesome vibes, like nice family loving times.
Yeah.
And so many times your parents are just shagging. That's so upsetting
to
me.
I think of my family home as a brothel.
Well, it is.
That's a joke and a horrible one at that. But
isn't that just like such an awful thought to have?
I don't really normally have that thought.
No, me neither, but I'm having it right
home
now.
With people have had sex here.
Oh.
Ah.
Yeah. Oh,
Next
one. Oh.
Have you heard the bloody whatchamacallit's going?
Oh, the phone call.
You are
the telephone.
So locked into your computer. You can barely hear that it's happening.
What
right
am I
now?
Like? I'm so silly. I think we've not done this in a while. There we go.
Hello, Max and George and potential guest. So, last night was New Year's Eve, and I had a little party, and two of my friends slept over. These two friends, they're a couple, and they slept on, like, a blow-up bed at the end of my bed. And we were all talking, and then about 3:30 in the morning, everyone goes quiet. About 5 minutes later, hear them shagging.
Don't.
I was shock horrified. I didn't know what to do. I'm upset. I think they know I know, because after they finished, I sat up and was like, oh, I don't know. But what would you do in this situation?
Right. Keep your genitals to yourself around me. I don't want that.
Just maybe go with some half-lime oranges, see if they, you know. Good work, guys. A little bit of a pointers for the next half. No.
I once had someone get fingered on top of me.
Yeah, you have.
So at a house party. This girl got fingered by this guy whilst we were all in a bed together. And I just pretended to be asleep. And there was not, there was four people in this bed, two of us pretending to be asleep, and the other two in the middle of us, like verging like on top of me.
The fact that that hasn't created that much trauma in your life shows how fucked up your life has been. Like the fact that that's like a flippant remark that someone got fingered on you.
Oh.
And it's like not even top 10 of the things that really gonna screw your brain up.
It's really weird, isn't it? I just remember being like, oh my God, this is so weird. I think everyone else was genuinely asleep, but I struggled to get to sleep.
Not both those two people.
No, they were awake. But yeah, so I have a very strong stance on this, and it's stop doing that around me.
Yeah.
Like, personally, I would not be able to get jiggy with anyone knowing that my friend's next to us. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I feel like that only happens when people are like 16 years old and like a gust of wind would cause an erection.
Yeah.
So maybe that's more forgivable, but also it's not that banter. It's not banter to be fingering everyone in the room that you're in.
Also, 3:30, just go to bed.
Why? Nothing good happens after 1. Nothing good. Unless you're with me.
God.
I don't even know what that meant.
But what would you say? Just say to him, call a spade, go up to him and go, look, love, and lovette, lover, love boy, come, look here, lover boy. That was not on.
That's not a cool. Not cool. Stop. That's my bedroom as well, my mattress.
That's my fondle room.
Yeah.
Find your own fondle room.
My sister, who was on the episode, was it last week or the week before? I don't know. Me and Andrew stayed over at her house.
And she had... foot of her bed.
Yes, we did. No, she had this... We were in her spare room, and she had this big, like, weighted blanket, and she was, like, bragging about it because it's so cool, it's a weighted blanket. And she was like, you can sleep with it if you want. We're like, oh, my God, thank you. Next morning, we, like, get up, leave, and she calls me, and she's like, did you come on my weighted blanket? And I'm like, are you joking?
And of course,
like,
I did.
She's like, I'm like, I always do that. No. She was like, there's a big stain on my weighted blanket and I'll be really upset if you did that. And I was like, first of all, if you genuinely thought that I did, please don't bring that up to me. I don't want to have this conversation with you. Second of all, it's toothpaste. I remember I like had this, I had toothpaste all over my cock and no, but it genuinely was, it was either like Sudocreme or toothpaste. I can't remember now, but I was like,
what the hell are you doing Sudocreme in your mouth?
It wasn't in my mouth. Anyway, but long story short, I did not ejaculate on a weighted blanket, but she accused me of it and she still does to this day. Oh. And even
well, to be
that
fair,
upsets
this argument
me.
Doesn't really back up. Why are you brushing your teeth in bed?
No, I wasn't. It was. I think I had like a cut or something. Like I want to say like on my knee.
So and you put Sudocreme into it.
No, I'd put like Sudocreme on it, and then like must have been in the weighted blanket, obviously wanking off, and then it just went. but either way, I did not ejaculate on the blanket. I didn't. It just didn't happen.
I ejaculated near it and mopped it up with the blanket.
No. But even that, like, I would not want to go to my sister's house for, like, one night and have, like, do some up with Andrew. Like, that would just freak me out. I don't know. Maybe I'm just...
That's it. Cover up your tracks.
Maybe I'm just too innocent.
I would never do that.
I'd never do
that. So how the hell could that blanket mark be me?
How could the blanket mark be me? It's not me. I would never do that. What? That's weird. Anyway, I've just had an email come through.
I think that's brilliant
news. Did we give any advice? No, we didn't.
What was the question?
someone shagged Nira, advice, say to them, yeah, guys, I heard you, please don't do that again, or just completely ignore it, pretend it didn't happen. Yeah. One of the two. That's what I did when I got fingered on top of, I mean, someone fingered on top of me. Does that make sense?
No. Or just throw a weighted blanket on them.
Yeah. Right, this one's quite long, so you can read it.
Bloody hell.
I know, it's good though.
Hi, boys.
Hi.
So basically, I've been a proper silly billy and I'm looking for some advice. Mm. I decided to stay home for New Year's Eve with my mum and naturally had a few drinks to bring in the new year. Mm. Mum went to bed after the bells, but I was already tipsy and decided to keep the party going myself. Ooh. I was messaging boys on Hinge, ooh, as you do, and was feeling in the mood for some human interaction, if you know what I mean. Mm. I sent my street name to this guy I had been talking to for like 2 hours. Oh. I didn't think it actually come, considering I didn't even tell him my house number when I sent him my address. To be completely honest, I was so inebriated, I totally forgot about him until he sent me a message that he'd arrived in the street after driving for 40 minutes. Ooh. We were getting into it until the dog came downstairs. I took the dog back into my mum's room and was shocked to find her awake. She asked who I had in, so I panicked and said it was my gay friend from uni, to which she replied, it fucking better be. Anyways, long story short, we had sex on the couch, but for some reason, I bled everywhere. Oh. It wasn't my first time, nor was I on my period, but obviously it freaked the both of us out.
Yeah.
We cleaned up and everything was like fine. Like fine, I imagine everything was fine. Yeah. He left and I went to bed. What I didn't take into consideration was, number one, the fact we had a Ring doorbell, and number two, I left my underwear on the couch. I stayed in my room all day on New Year's Day, and when my mum went to bed, I went downstairs to find my underwear washed and folded on the kitchen counter. It's now the 2nd of January, and I still haven't left my room or spoken to my mum. I'm not entirely sure I should go with the lie of, it's my gay friend from uni, say it's a guy I've been seeing for a while, or say it was my friend. Nothing happened, and I took my underwear off because they were annoying me. Please, please, please help. I've never done this before. I'm literally dying. I'm right now living in my bedroom forever, and never talking to my mum again seems like a good decision. What can my excuse be? Please help. P.S. I love your show so much. Max is literally my favourite person in the entire world. And George, you should marry me if you're single in 5 years. See you both at your Glasgow show. Love you.
Oh, that was a lot to unpack.
Yeah.
Firstly, George, also, if he gets annoyed at someone, he takes his underwear off, don't
you?
Yeah,
I go, oh, I'm getting really agitated right now.
Don't make me do it.
Yeah. Put the bockies off.
Yeah, bockies.
Mm.
Like boxers. That's awful. I mean, this is kind of similar to the last one, isn't it? Why? I guess, though, if your mum's upstairs, it's New Year's Eve, you're tipsy, you're feeling a bit cronk.
I just think you are tempting fate with that. You, like, there's, number one, you're aware you have a Ring doorbell. If you have a Ring doorbell, that's like topic of conversation when anyone comes in the house. They go, oh, I like your doorbell.
Yeah.
And then like whenever you enter your house, it's waving at it like that. You do not forget you have a Ring doorbell.
No.
So if the fact that you've forgotten, that means that you need to grow up.
Yeah.
Number two, if your parents are in the house and gone to bed, it's so obvious what's happening.
Let's think best possible case scenario. They're gorgeous. You have amazing sex that is still on a couch, which you can't really do that much on. Worst case scenario, you're getting ploughed, covered in blood, and your mum comes and sees it. To me, I'd rather have both at the same time. To me, I think that the negative outweighs the possible positive.
Yeah.
But if you're drunk, you're not really weighing that up, are you? Like our silly little Glaswegian girl was not.
Yeah, if you are drunk and also crunk, I think. I think at some point you got to rip the Band-Aid off. You just got to go downstairs. I guess you don't mention it. If they do, then so be it. Just say, turns out they weren't gay.
Yeah. My best friend, who I thought was gay, fucked me last night. And I bled everywhere.
Yeah.
Because he's gay. And he had no idea what he was doing, so he just kept punching me.
His penis was allergic to my vagina.
Pretty good advice.
Yeah, I think that is all you can do. Rip the Band-Aid off. Not too hard, otherwise you'll bleed.
As always with these family instances, I think it's either best to address it straight away.
Or never.
With like in a lightweight thing, or absolutely never take it to your grave.
Yeah.
There's no, don't bring it up in a week. Bring it up either the morning after, because you bring it up and you're like, oh my God. Like, obviously don't tell the full story. Just be like, oh, my friend came over and he cut his knee.
And I'll tell you what, he shags well for a gamer.
Oh, God, right. I think we have one more. We have one more. Sorry, I can hear the phone calling right now. George, if you could please just get that for me.
It's really weird that you keep accessing the phone through the computer.
I don't know what's happening. I know, technology in 2024. Crazy.
Okay. Hey, so, bit of an odd one. Not even sure if this classifies as a question, but how would one go about... Getting noticed seems like the wrong word because I feel like... basically, I have developed a crush. Shocker, right? Online personalities. We get it. But I live in Australia. This bloke is a content creator in the UK. I couldn't content create to save my life. Wouldn't even know where to fucking start. Probably wouldn't have a fan base because I'm completely fucking unlikable. But how would one go about getting noticed? Oh, shit. Just realised, following on to that, the content creator in question is the straight co-host of this podcast. Yes, there you are.
Right. Okay, I was half hoping that this was going to gear up to being all about me and that you're in love with me and that you know, you can't deal with it. But of course it's about fucking George. Okay, right.
She didn't say fucking me.
Well, we all know what she's implying. So first of all, love, you've done it. All right, so well done. You've done it. You've got, is this what you wanted? Is this what you wanted to make me feel bad about myself? Mission accomplished. All right. You could even just say, Max, you look nice too. Like, Max, you used to have teeth that looked as though you'd been in many physical fights, and you got them sorted last year, and now you look a lot more attractive. You could say something like that, but instead you and your stupid little fake accent, I don't know what accent that was, Australian, grow up, sorry, you're gonna sit here and just basically circle jerk over George, which I do not appreciate. Okay, that's my job. What do you have to say for yourself?
Don't know how I even got through the system.
Yeah, it's almost as if the person who picks the voice notes is the straight counterpart of the podcast, isn't it? Wow.
We've established before that you pick the voice notes.
Why the fuck, George, I would never in a million years opt to play that one out just to make you feel good about yourself. My sole purpose in doing this podcast is to bring you down, okay? To make you feel so low about yourself that one day you ultimately just quit social media altogether and retire to be a farmer somewhere.
Right, okay.
And then we can live happily ever after together.
I'll tell you what will make you...
I mean, what? Who said that?
I'll tell you what you will enjoy.
Go on.
So... The first thing that happened on the 1st of January was my Hinge account got removed because they thought I was faking being me.
That happens a lot. That happens a lot.
But I've had it for a long time.
Yeah, you have. So that must mean, though, that there's other accounts of you now that have reported that. Or the people that you have not liked back have been like, oh, report him, he's fake.
I do get a few likes like, this has got to be a fake account.
Right, and okay. Well, can we go through your Hinge account? Can we rate it live?
You physically can't because it's...
Oh, yeah, boring.
Not there. I mean,
I was going to suggest ways that we can make it, maybe improve it to show that it is you.
It might be back.
Let's see.
No, just thanks for submitting an appeal. That's more embarrassing than in getting taken down. The fact that I had to appeal it and then I got an email and I had to send a picture of my driving license.
Do you know what you need to do? You need to go on Raya. Do you know what Raya is?
Do you know how many times I've tried to?
It doesn't let you on?
Like, I'm still waiting for submission.
That's so annoying because I was going to say that would be so much fun to like go through.
No,
I make a Riot account?
I swear to God, if you get one before I...
Like, shall I?
I just want to go on there to see what it's like.
I've
heard it's not good at all, but...
Oh, I've heard that the people that are on it. Oh, really?
Yeah, I've heard it's great.
Oh, but what if people actually think that I'm...
Basically, if you're a man,
yeah,
it is 1,000 times harder to get on it than you're a woman.
Oh, really?
Like,
so will I get on okay then?
Like, maybe. Say I've matched with someone on Hinge or something, got their number. Yeah. They're, no disrespect, not in the public eye.
Mm. Wow.
No, but then you go on, when you go on Raya to get add a referral that comes up with people in your contacts, they're just there.
And what do you mean?
Like, as a referral, so you can ask them. And obviously I can't ask them. Yeah. Like, did you mind getting me on Raya?
That is wild. Yeah, because I've heard some people say, like, oh, it's really easy to get on. But then they're probably
girls.
People,
women?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I want to get onto it. Andrew, if you... I'll do it with Andrew when I get home. That's quite fun. Just, and then... Because we're filming again tomorrow, aren't we? Yeah. The day... Yeah, tomorrow. So then I'll feedback what I saw. That's quite fun.
Because I think I've had like 5 or 6 referrals. The only person...
And 5 or 6 people have referred you?
Yeah, still not.
Are you joking?
So, I've got non-famous housemates. Oh yeah, no, I've linked... linked all of my accounts. Just because I want to see what it's like.
That is actually a violation.
Chris can't get on. Which is even more wild.
What?
Chris tried and...
Bloke. Oh my God, I hope that I get on first try. Do you have to have someone to refer you? Is that how it works?
I guess so.
Oh. Well, I can't ask you.
I don't think they can do though, because...
No.
Me, Chris, and Arthur have all sat down and gone, none why is this not working?
That's so funny. Because it must be a human being doing it, so they're looking at you and going, nah.
Exactly.
That's a bit tight.
But very humorous. Who is this person that just hates us all?
Right, well, my goal for the day is to try and get on Raya.
For the day? That is really upsetting if it happens.
How do you, do you just like
attach your
accounts? I put a referral
in like a year ago.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That is a violation. That is very funny. Mm-hmm. Okay, then. Well, we'll see if I get to go on Raya. We'll see. I don't want people to then be like, oh, Max is cheating on Andrew.
But also, I'm not expecting that I get it and suddenly I get a girlfriend within a week.
No, of course not. But it just seems like...
Even before starting doing like social media and stuff, you hear about it and you're like, oh, it's this sort of like... platform that only a few people could get on. Yeah, well, only a fucking few people could get on it.
There's this guy. Do you remember? Did you ever watch Wizards of Waverly Place?
Yeah.
Do you know the younger brother, Max? The youngest brother. So there was Selena Gomez, her older brother, and then the younger brother. I'll show you what he looks like. You will remember him.
Didn't he die?
No.
Is that that's a different guy? Who is?
Wait. This guy.
Oh,
he's called Jake T. Austin.
No, yeah, no, don't know.
You definitely will know it. This guy, Wizards of Waverly Place.
Yeah.
The younger brother, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, apparently, so he's on Raya, this guy. Looks like that. The younger brother in Wizards of Waverly Place.
You
must remember him.
Oh, I think I'm thinking of a different Disney actor.
Well, anyway, he's called Jake T. Austin, and he is, like, renowned in LA for being a weirdo, like, on Raya. And, like, I see so many TikToks about it, girls that have, like, got on Raya, and then they end up on a date with him. And he does all this weird stuff. So, like, this one girl who's a big TikToker, she went on a date with him. And obviously he's, like, this rich, like, Hollywood star, or so you would think. And he came to pick her up and was in, like, this, like, busted like Toyota car that had like dents in it, everything. And then she got in the car and was obviously like, what the fuck? He just didn't acknowledge it at all. Then they get to the restaurant and he goes, well done, first test you passed. Most girls don't even make it past the car. So he's like doing tests to be like, would you get in this broke down car? Like, do you really want me for me? Yeah. And then he took her to the restaurant.
Second test. Will you pay for my meal for me?
And then he took her to this restaurant that was a Chili's, which in America is like Frankie and Benny's. Yeah. It's like nothing. So she's obviously like, oh my God, we're going to a Chili's. But like, okay, we'll go in. Get in. He's rented out the whole restaurant. And he's like, that was your second test. Like, some girls don't even make it into the restaurant. And then she was just like, and he kept like doing shit like that the whole time. And she was
third
like, you're
test.
A fucking psych.
You survived very mediocre sex.
Congratulations, you've made it to the fourth round. But yeah, so apparently there's like a mixture of like actual famous people, but like they're very odd. So I'm very keen to see. I'm excited. If you lot didn't get on it, I won't get on it. But you never know. Maybe it's easier for gay people to get on.
God knows.
Well, do you know what, George? I feel like first episode into 2024. We've got our tour this year.
Yeah, 2020 tour.
2020 tour. That's quite fun, actually. We should have called it that. No, we shouldn't have. It's going to be very exciting. And yeah, can't wait to be arm in arm, hand in hand, foot in mouth disease, mad cow disease with you.
What?
I don't know. But yeah.
Okay, Max. Yeah. Yeah, can't wait as well. The 2020 tour.
Yeah. If you enjoyed it, watch the Do George.
They should. If you're watching, like, subscribe, ring our notification bell so you're notified every time that we upload. If you're listening, give us a 5-star rating, download us so you can listen to us on the go, follow us, do all that good stuff.
Ooh, yeah.
But if you want to send in a dilemma,
you should do so to our email, theuselesshotlinepodcast@gmail.com, or our Instagram at theuselesshotlinepod. Or just at the useless pod. What is it? It's just at the useless pod. Or is it just at useless pod? Useless hotline pod, is it? I don't think
it's the useless hotline pod.
It's at the useless hotline pod. And until next time, little chickens, keep clucking away.
Full blown cuck. I meant to say cluck.
Chicken Run 3, The Full-Blown Cook, coming to theatres in 2027, baby.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.